Bava Mitzia, Perek Tes, Mishneh Hei. HaMakabel Sodom Echavera Lezara Seorim. If a person accepts a field from his friend as a sharecropper, and it was made up between them that he was going to plant Seorim, he was going to plant barley seed there. Lo Yizre'en Achitim. He is not allowed to change from the agreement and plant their wheat seed. And the reason for that is because wheat has a tendency to weaken the ground more so than barley. And since they made up barley, you can't utilize a seed that is going to be harder on the ground, harder on the nutrients that can take more nutrients out of the ground. However, chitim, if they made up that he is going to plant wheat, yizra'enes orim, he would be allowed to plant seorim, to plant barley, since barley does not use up as much of the karka, much of the ground and its nutrients, and therefore it would be permissible. However, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel comes along, argues with the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel oser. He said it's forbidden to do that. There are different opinions in the Gemara as to why Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said it's not permissible. One opinion is simply because, based on a pasuk, She'eris Yisrael Layasu Avla, that Klal Yisrael does what's appropriate, not something that's off. And therefore, if they said that they're going to do something, they can't change on it. They're supposed to do and continue doing what they said they were going to do, even if it would be an improvement. They got to do what they say. That's one opinion in the Gemara. The other opinion in the Gemara is concerned that if he's going to plant something different than they decided upon, the tenant, the sharecropper, doesn't know what the landlord may have planted the year before. Now, this is actually a difference between Rashi and Tosfos as to what the concern is, and that is that, according to Rashi, what's important is that there be consistency, that every year you plant the same thing, and therefore, if you made up with the landlord that you're going to plant wheat, even though seorim, barley, may be better for the ground, but he may have planted wheat the previous year, and he wants you to continue planting wheat, because that's what's best for the karka. And therefore, even if sermon's better, he'd rather you keep to the consistency. Tosus understands just the opposite, that consistency is not good. It's you need to change it up every year. And therefore, the concern again is if you made up to plant chitim, to plant wheat, then it could be because last year he planted seorim. He doesn't want you to plant seorim 2 years in a row. Either way, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel believes you must keep to what you said. Another example, tavua lo yizra'en akitnis. If you made up to plant grain, you can't plant kitnis. You can't plant kitnis, which is beans. Kitnis, if you made up to plant kitnis, however, yizra'en tavua, you could plant tavua grain, because tavua grain is easier on the soil than kitnis is. Again, this represents the Tanakhama's opinion that you're allowed to do the easier thing, that's something that's easier on the karka. However, it comes along again, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, you can't make a change for any of the reasons that we cited above.